Hello, this is Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio. This week, we're going to have a rebroadcast of one of our earlier classic podcasts. We hope you enjoy it, and thanks so much for listening. Episode 125, Take Off Your Bib.
Listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chairman, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI. To be sure you never miss an episode of the official BNI podcast, subscribe at the iTunes Music Store or right on our homepage at bnipodcast.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from the beautiful Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chairman of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan.
Hi, Priscilla.
What do you have to share with us today?
Oh, I've got a great metaphor. I just love this. A few weeks ago, I received a message from a BNI director in the United States, and it read, Ivan, I'm working on a chapter kickoff in South Dakota, and I had a salesman named Bill sit through the whole meeting, then not get up to leave when I ended it. And he sat there gazing into space. He said, Bill's a 30-year veteran in the sales business. And I asked him if I could help him, and he said, you know, this whole networking thing will never work if I'm here for myself. Now, he just sat through, a kickoff introduction. This is what it takes to kick off a successful BNI chapter. And he watches this meeting, and he tells the director, this networking thing will never work if I'm here for myself. I need to take off my bib and put on my apron and learn to serve these people.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, wow, that if that's not the concept of giver's gain, an incredible summary of the concept of giver's gain, I don't know what is. Take off your bib and put on your apron. Stop coming to networking events looking for ways to feed yourself and look for ways to help others, to serve others.
Yeah.
And there's really not much I can add to that sentiment. I think truly effective networking is about taking off your bib and putting on your apron. It's about helping other people succeed through the activities that go along with that process. And you build your business and you prosper. And I just want to thank the director and the member. I think it's an incredible metaphor to live by in BNI.
I agree. And I was wondering, do you have any ideas on how to implement that?
Yeah, absolutely. I've written a little bit about ways that you that others can promote your business. And so let's flip that on its head. Here are 12 simple ways that you can help other people in their business. I'm going to give you 12 things real quick.
Okay.
The first, of course, is provide referrals. I mean, in BNI, that's really important. Is you help, you look for referrals for other people. But there's more than that. You can introduce people to prospects. Make introductions to other people, number two. Number three, arrange a meeting. Set up a meeting where you're actually, you're not just introducing two people via email, which is one way, but you actually set a meeting to connect with these people. Four, invite people to attend meetings with you. That's a great way. You go to a meeting with somebody else and you promote them. You say, hey, here's my friend. They're really good at such and such.
Mm-hmm.
Endorse people's products and services. Do a testimonial letter. I do endorsements for books every month. I probably do two or three a month, and I keep doing them because it puts my name out there as an expert. And I think doing endorsements for other people's products or services is a great way to help to put your name out there, but also to help others. Display their literature and products in your offices or homes. particularly offices, if you have an opportunity to display other people's material, I think that's great. Distribute their information. If you're sending out a newsletter, include some information from somebody else. Make an announcement. If you're attending meetings or speaking groups, and let's say somebody's got an event going on, promote them. Say, hey, I got a good friend that's doing an event locally. Here's an unusual one, number 9. Nominate people for recognition and awards.
That's a great one.
Nominate them for recognition and awards. So a lot of times there's local organizations that recognize business people in one way or another, and I think that's a great one. And it could be even nominating for their community service. That's a great one. Here's 10. Make sure to follow up with the referrals that have been given to you. You want prospects to be really, really well taken care of. So when somebody gives you a referral, you do a better job for them than you do for anyone else. And believe it or not, that serves them, because when you give a referral, you give a little bit of your reputation away, and you give a good referral, it enhances your reputation. So if somebody decides to give you a referral, you better do a better job than normal. You better do the best you possibly can, because that makes them look good. Serve as a sponsor if you have an opportunity. Number 11, serve as a sponsor. If you can fund or sponsor a program for somebody else, I think that's excellent. And one more, publish information. If you write, if you have a newsletter, if you have a blog, if you do any writing at all, those people that you've got a relationship with, make sure to recommend them. Look at BNI Success Net. We have a section on Success Net that says BNI recommends. So here are products, books, services for people that have supported me, that have supported BNI, and we try to reciprocate and do the same for them through that section. So there's more. This is just some real simple ideas that you can apply, 12 simple ideas on how you can take off your bib and put on your apron and serve others more effectively in BNI.
Oh, those are great. I especially like the idea of giving people recommendations, testimonials. I think they're so powerful in the meeting. You just can't say enough about somebody else, and they can't say it about themselves. So I think that's a great one.
Well, it's very true, and you bring up a good point. It's never as effective you talking about yourself as having somebody else talk about you. It's one of the reasons why whenever I do a speaking engagement, I never open up by giving my background. And sometimes organizations say, hey, talk a little bit about yourself so we can know more about you. Never. I never, ever do that. I have a set bio, and somebody else reads that bio, because if somebody else says he's done this, he's done that, he's done this, it's much more impressive than you talking about yourself. So the idea of an endorsement is, I think, really valuable. You're right.
Yeah. Well, great. I think those are wonderful ideas.
I do, too. And I want to thank, again, the director from South Dakota and the member, because I think it's a wonderful metaphor that we can all use. Take off your bib and put on your apron. Great concept.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Meisner.
Thank you.
Well, I just want to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we hope you'll join us next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.